From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other group of seven foreign ministers in Hiroshima, Japan, there for talks, visited a World War Peace II peace memorial. The U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, which led to the end of the war. On day one of their talk Sunday, the ministers dealt with many issues, including North Korea's threat to the region and the world. We asked Ritz Macon, Asia-Pacific University scholar Yoshiro Sato, what Japan wants of the U.S. in dealing with North Korea.
Japan collectively with the United States supported the new U.N. sanctions, which tightens containment of North Korean effort to develop nuclear weapons. So Japan wants U.S. to take tough measures against North Korea.
Sato also noted that China's interest in the South China Sea was a big part of Sunday's discussions among the G7 foreign ministers. The U.N.'s envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ul Sheikh Ahmed, welcomed today the cessation of hostilities that halted more than a year of fighting, saying now is the time to step back from the brink. Truces between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels, who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014, all are pledging to support the ceasefire, comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. Chad's president, Idriss Deby, is expected to win a fifth term after votes from Sunday's election are counted. Mr. Deby, who is facing 13 challengers, has led the country since 1990 when he seized power in a coup. This is VOA News. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control in the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, parts of which now lie in ruins, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012, with rebel groups in some areas while other locales are still under government control. Also on Sunday, the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 35 people were killed in fighting on several fronts south of Aleppo. The United Nations says at least 250,000 people have been killed since the Syrian conflict erupted in March of 2011. Ukraine's embattled Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Sunday he is resigning, opening the way for a new government to be formed in an effort to end Kiev's political crisis.
Я прийняв рішення скласти повноваження.
Yatsenyuk said in a televised speech he hopes his resignation will give Ukraine a chance to adopt new electoral, constitutional, and judicial reforms and to join the European Union and NATO. Early elections could be called if Ukraine's lawmakers fail to unite behind a new prime minister, but President Petro Poroshenko has sought to avoid new voting for fears of further destabilizing the country. In U.S. politics, President Obama says he won't intervene in the government's investigation of how the leading Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, used a private server email account when she was Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013. The top U.S. law enforcement agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, has for months been investigating whether her use of the private email server compromised classified government documents. Clinton has a substantial lead over her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who spoke after winning the Wyoming caucus over the weekend.
No question in my mind that we have the momentum. Some of the polls out there are reflecting that momentum. A few weeks ago, we were 20, 30 points behind. Last significant poll that I saw had us 10 points behind.
The next primary election will be on April the 19th in the state of New York. Clinton leads in the polls there. For the Republicans, New York businessman Donald Trump has a 30-point lead over Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. In sports news, Danny Willett is only the second man ever from England to win the Masters Golf Tournament here in the U.S. Willett was one of only two players who managed a bogey-free round on the final day on Sunday. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.